letters, both published and unpublished, we know more about the life of Equiano than we do about the lives of any of his contemporaries. Few black British people, if that is the appropriate way of framing Equiano, even from later epochs in the 19th and early 20th centuries, emerge from the page as fully formed or as complex as Equiano. In his heyday, during the 1780s and 1790s, Equiano emerged as a public figure, becoming the most prominent and the most celebrated black person in Britain. His fame today, in the 21st century, is comparable to, if not greater, than the fame he enjoyed in his own lifetime. Equiano is now a ubiquitous figure in books and anthologies exploring slavery and the black presence in Britain during the Georgian era. The Interesting Narrative is a course textbook in universities across the world, and his life and writings are the subject of an ever-expanding body of scholarship and analysis. His name adorns a heritage plaque fixed to the wall of a building on London's Riding House Street that was the site of his former home. And since 1996, an Equiano Society has worked to celebrate his legacy and promote his writing. There is even a brand of rum that carries his name, as does an undersea communications cable that links the nations of Africa's Atlantic coast to southern Europe, stretching from the Cape of Good Hope to Lisbon, and thus, by chance, retracing the routes taken by the first Portuguese caravels that inched along the western seaboard of the continent in the 15th century. Equiano's modern fame is such that he has become established as one of the central historic figures within the burgeoning field of black British history, while at the same time he is increasingly being claimed as a Nigerian by those on the African continent who regard themselves as his descendants. In a speech in 2003, given at the former slave fort of Gorée Island off the coast of Senegal, President George W. Bush highlighted Equiano's connections to the United States, as during his many years of global wandering, colonial North America and the then recently created United States were among the many places Equiano spent time. Exactly how much time, it is difficult to discern, as we will learn. Equiano identified as both British and African, but he also considered himself a citizen of the world, an appropriate designation for a man who spent a great deal of his life in the liminal zone of the oceans, working as a sailor, both when enslaved and later as a free man. Equiano's Interesting Narrative is, in parts, a political polemic. Its contents, like the timing of its publication, finely judged and calibrated so as to ensure that it played a role in the abolitionist campaign of the late 1780s. This is not a book that can be properly understood if separated from the historical context in which it was written. Its potency as a weapon in the struggle against slavery comes from its powerful accounts of the injustices and punishments heaped upon the millions of Africans reduced to chattel by the slave system of the Atlantic world. Yet, at other times, Equiano offers only muted descriptions of brutalities which he was uniquely positioned to recount in graphic detail. In parallel, the Interesting Narrative is also both a passionate account of a decades-long spiritual journey and a declaration of loyalty to Britain and its commercial interests, sentiments Equiano knew would win him favour with British readers. Yet for all these nuances, the book is, in essence, an autobiography, albeit an intricate and multi-layered one. In its first chapter, Equiano tells us that he was born the son of a chief in what is now southeastern Nigeria. Critically, those passages describing the culture of the Igbo society from which he claimed to have been wrested acted, as they were intended,